There was a young boy who went to a dentist, and the dentist, with some light banter, tried to make the child at ease and said, "How old are you, young man?" And the boy picked up four fingers, and the dentist says, "Oh, I'm sorry, can't you talk?" And the little boy said, "Can't you count?" I begin with a light joke to get your attention. In the sacred scriptures, when Mary is presented, the scriptures tell us Mary is the mother of Jesus. And in iconography to this day, often when Mary is painted, she is painted with her son. And on her right shoulder, in Greek or English, we write the word mother. And on the other side, we write the mother of God. Because the Council of Ephesus in the 4th century wanted to emphasize that Jesus is our Savior, our Lord, and He is the Creator of heaven and earth. And so the title Mother is in parallel with the Mother of God, expressing our faith in our Savior. But we can always imagine how we love our mothers, and imagine how Jesus to this day loves His mother. This is the reason why in the church for so long we have had a special devotion to the mother of Jesus. She is not divine, but she was chosen by the Lord to be His mother, and He loves her, and we love her. How common it is, if you want to be good, in good graces with anyone, respect the mother. Be nice to the mother. And every decent human being will say, this is a person who knows how to live and is respectful not only of my mother, but of me. So on this Mother's Day, as I said in the Ukrainian, whether your mother is with you and you are blessed by her presence, whether she has passed on to the next world, you are never an orphan. Because we pray to our Father in heaven who is always with us. And we are grateful for these women who have made life possible to us. And in Ukrainian we have a saying, young children you carry on your arms, older children you carry in your thoughts. You always think of them. So those of us who have been blessed by having a mother, pray for her, give her respect, give her a good child, which is the best gift any mother can receive. When we behave well, we make it easier for everyone else to live. In today's gospel, the man was sick for 38 years, and the Lord tells us it was because of some sin that he did. Go and sin no more, lest something worse befall you. Here was a man who maybe thought too much of himself and not of others. So as we go through life, always remember, everything you do, everything you think, everything you say can bring someone else joy, can make someone else's life easier, can make your mother breathe a sign of thanksgiving for having such a child. So our mothers will receive flowers and nice words, but remember, the greatest gift you can give to any mother is becoming a good child to her. Christos Voskres. Amen.